From Spokane Public Radio, it's SPR News Today. I'm Owen Henderson. It's December 23rd, 2025. On today's show, Washington's Ecology Department wants to help local first response agencies get rid of firefighting foam containing PFAS by having that foam incinerated. Plus, the Canada Lynx used to live across northern Washington and into Idaho, but climate change and coyotes mean fewer than 100 are left in the state, largely in Okanagan County. Now the state wants to hear from the public on whether to continue protecting the cats. And SPR's Murrow News Fellow and rural reporter Monica Carrillo Casas brings us the story of an Adams County labor advocate making a difference for farm workers in Othello. Those stories and more coming up on SPR News Today. A new program from Washington's Department of Ecology is helping get rid of PFAS-laden firefighting foam that could be toxic. Northwest Public Broadcasting's Courtney Flatt has more.
Firefighters sometimes use a special type of foam to put out fires caused by flammable liquids, like gases or solvents. This foam contains forever chemicals, or PFAS. The ubiquitous chemicals can build up in your body. They've been linked to reproductive problems and some cancers. So the Department of Ecology is collecting this firefighting foam from fire departments across the state. Sean Smith is heading up the program. He says the foam has to be shipped to Utah. That's because
temperatures need to get to be over 2,000 degrees, and there's only a few incinerators in the country that can reach those temperatures.
Smith says the incinerator has to stay that hot for several seconds to ensure the PFAS molecules are destroyed. So far, Smith says 95 departments have registered for the disposal program. I'm Courtney Flatt.
Rivers and waterways are receding in western Washington in the wake of atmospheric rivers that hit the Northwest in recent weeks. Still, officials say the risk of levees failing remains a moderate possibility because of how saturated they are. Governor Bob Ferguson says Washington National Guard troops are monitoring the levees. Giant sandbags, dump trucks, and loaders are all at the ready to shore up the levees if needed, and four swift boat rescue teams are also on deck to respond if necessary. Washington State is again asking the public to weigh in on whether to keep protecting the Canada lynx from hunters. The species is listed as endangered in Washington and classified federally as threatened. The State Fish and Wildlife Department estimates between 40 and 100 of the cats remain in Washington, almost entirely in western Okanagan County. That territory used to extend across northeastern Washington and into Idaho. But species lead Jeff Lewis says wildfires and a warming climate are shrinking the snowy, high-elevation forest habitat that lynx need and increasing their overlap with other predators.
I now think of coyote competition with lynx as one of the most significant factors affecting their continued survival in the state.
But he says maintaining their protections is often less controversial than for other predators like wolves.
Lynx don't prey on cattle or sheep. They're a real specialist for snowshoe hares. They occur in high elevation forests outside of places where people tend to graze as cattle.
The Confederated Tribes of the Colville Reservation are also attempting to protect the species and have begun reintroducing them into the Kettle Range in Ferry County. The comment period for Fish and Wildlife's lynx status review is open through March 18th. Washington State University students and future foresters have a new place to study in Stevens County. SPR's Rural Affairs reporter and Murrow News Fellow Monica Carrillo Casas has more.
Lynn and Becky Miner donated their 100-acre farm near Chewila to Washington State University last month after 30 years of restoring a mismanaged forest. Lynn says they planted 11,000 trees.
It was originally homesteaded in the 1880s, and everybody that lived here basically abused it. They cut down all the really good trees and left all the bad ones, so there was bad genetics. It was in rough shape. Again, we didn't know that. We just thought it was pretty.
Becky says one telling observation of the forest's neglect was the silence. She remembers only hearing coyote howls, not birdsong.
So I got involved with Cornell University, which they've got a super ornithological department, and found out how to make these nest boxes.
For the next 30 years, they found themselves researching, learning forestry, and hanging more than 700 nest boxes for birds and small animals. Lynn says the university has already had students use the tree farm for entomology studies and forestry health research. And he says the university's law enforcement division may use it to teach winter survival skills. I'm Monica Carrillo Casas, reporting.
Some Avista customers will be getting refunds this spring. The Washington Utilities and Transportation Commission says Avista overcharged customers to recoup costs related to a Montana coal-fired power plant. The commission says Avista can't charge customers for any of its coal investments starting in the new year, but it can use rate increases to recover investments made for health and safety at the Montana plant. Washington law requires all electric utilities in the state to remove coal-fired electricity from rates by the end of this year. And 6 days after strong wind gusts left more than 100,000 Inland Northwest residents in the dark, Avista says it has restored power to the last of its customers without electricity. In a statement, the company said it finished repairs to its system at 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon. According to outage maps, Northern Lights has also restored power across its service area, as have Inland Power and Kootenai Electric Cooperative. Washington State University came out on top in its first ever trip to the famous Idaho Potato Bowl. The Cougar football team defeated Utah State 34-21 yesterday in Boise. Washington State dominated the game, gaining more than twice as many yards and never trailing on the scoreboard. Zevi Eckhouse threw for more than 330 yards and three touchdowns in his final collegiate game.
I'm just going to miss the relationships with these guys. College football is so unique. You know, the ability to travel the world and do what you love with people that you really care about, you know, meetings and practices and things of that nature. Obviously, you don't know what the future holds, but college football is something special, you know. I'm forever grateful for it, and I'm glad that it gets to, you know, end on this note.
The Cougars finished their season with 7 wins and 6 losses. Interim coach Jesse Bobbitt leaves Pullman with a 1-0 record. He now heads to the Midwest to work for Jimmy Rogers, the man who led the Cougars this season, then left to become the head coach at Iowa State. New coach Kirby Moore has begun hiring his new staff and trying to convince players who still have eligibility to stay in Pullman next fall. Esmeralda Sandoval remembers hiding between bins in the Florida fields when she was 5 years old, while her parents worked under the hot sun picking oranges. Now, in rural Othello, she channels her experience by helping farm workers during an uncertain time under the Trump administration. SPR's rural affairs reporter and Murrow News fellow, Monica Carrillo Casas, has more.
For the past year, Esmeralda Sandoval has been working at Nuestras Raices Community Center's Othello office as a case manager. Many days consist of hearing people's worries and concerns. Most of the people that stop by, she says, are farm workers living in fear and in need of resources.
A lot of them are in fear of, you know, getting sent back. A lot of them fear of what would happen to my children.
Sandoval saw a lot of this as a young girl. Growing up, she lived in 18 states as she migrated with her parents who followed new harvests every few months. In Florida, her parents picked oranges and strawberries, and in Michigan, they picked blueberries.
I remember my mom would pick us up after school, and she'd come all dirty with her, you know, with her bandanas on, and she'd pick us up from school. She'd be like, hurry up, we gotta go, and she'd take us to the field.
Her parents worked mostly in Florida until 8 years ago when the state's strict immigration policies caused them to migrate to Washington State. Sandoval stayed in Florida despite daily barriers and worked in the fields herself until she was 25 years old. Sandoval was part of the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, also known as DACA. The Obama administration introduced it in 2012 to allow certain undocumented immigrants to receive temporary protection from deportation.
There was no benefits for me. There was no medical insurance for me. There was nothing. I was just working to pay bills, and I felt like I had no life. Now, as an adult, I can only imagine all the barriers and all the challenges my parents faced.
Sandoval has since become a U.S. citizen, but her experience makes her especially valuable to other farm workers. Nuestras Raíces Executive Director Fernanda Mascot says Sandoval's leadership has been noticeable in the rural community.
She has been through all those hoops and all those obstacles and struggles, so she really understands agricultural and rural area communities.
The nonprofit recently opened a clothing bank at their Othello site under Sandoval's initiative. Sandoval says it aims to help families who lack transportation and are under other financial hardships. Nuestras Raíces has recently become a behavioral health agency, and Sandoval hopes the Othello location will focus more on mental health for Latinos. She says those conversations often don't exist. Sandoval is currently pursuing her master's in social work and hopes to create more of that dialogue in the area. I'm Monica Carrillo Casas, reporting.
SPR News Today is a production of Spokane Public Radio. Reporting today was contributed by Courtney Flatt, Jennifer Wing, Monica Carrillo Casas, Doug Nadbornik, and me, Owen Henderson. I'm also the host and producer. Thanks for listening. It's SPR.